spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling, if you know what I mean. And so they scoured the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. Like in the past, I treated myself to some constellation wall decor from Uncommon Goods. One for my moon and sun sign, so a Leo constellation, and then also a Cancer one for my rising sign, which is also now represents my boyfriend who's a Cancer. And for him, because he absolutely loves to cook, cooking is his way to unwind after a long day, and his go-to is anything cast iron. And Uncommon Goods has a range of unique cast iron options, like a garlic roaster, potato baker, waffle maker, personal pizza pan, and I got him a cast iron Dutch oven, which he is thrilled with as it's practical and versatile. So now I've also been eyeing this acupuncture tension release mat for myself. They've got so many unique things, plus a book nook, reading valet, a lot, you'll see. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US, and they have the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize, from holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/magic. That's uncommongoods.com/magic for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Recorded this episode early October, and I couldn't just post an episode right now. Most of you listening have such a heavy heart right now, and I'm taking my time personally to move forward because I'm in deep disbelief and sadness and honestly worry. And what you'll hear when you hear my 11/11 episode I recorded a while ago will be I was in a more lighter place, but truly right now, I'm absolutely gutted. I am gutted by the results of the election, which if you have been listening to my podcast for a long time, that should come as no surprise to you. I don't get it. I can't wrap my mind around the fact that we live in an era where we have access, all the access at our fingertips, to knowledge from scientists, scholars, Nobel laureates, economists, historians, and also women who have been through it and have dedicated their lives to finding truth, speaking their truth. Yet for whatever reason, we want to go back to a patriarchy with a man who has decades of deception and allegations of sexual assault and decades of fraud, lies, empty promises, so many things. Why? I don't get it, but I know that there's been a lot of glamorized rhetoric out there. And you know what? I do like some glamorized rhetoric from time to time, because spirituality, for one, has a lot of glamorized rhetoric that, you know, moves me. And so I do understand from that place. But then we also have objectionable information at our fingertips. So I just don't get it. I just want you to know, as a woman, I am with you. I am experiencing this grief too. It sucks. But it is what it is. And we just have to do what we can to do more for our world to progress, apparently. I know that people are over it from the past administration. Okay, I get that. But do you know women's lives are now at risk in red states? I want to thank the men who voted for us, for women. There was that very popular meme going around of a girl asking her dad at the voting poll, "Dad, who are you voting for?" And you can see with the look on his face that he has so much love, but also fear. He cares deeply about his daughter. And he says, "You." So I want to thank the men like my dad, also happy Veterans Day, Dad, like my dad, who have always voted for women. And he is a white old man who's going to be 80 years old next month in a red state, who's an attorney. Most people would probably think he'd be voting the other way. No. Anyway, happy Veterans Day, Dad. I want to thank you for voting for me. Fuck the patriarchy, keychain on the ground. And I did do this post on Instagram. I've been posting a lot of long, lengthy posts because for some reason I like to just write and vent. I was staying away from politics for a while because in 2020 I got so much hate. Then I weeded out the ones that don't really align. And I also privated my account and I have so much peace. So cool with that. Though I do think it's good to continue to educate people who are not educated on the subject or misinformed from people who are just grifters. Also, don't let anyone make you feel bad for wanting to feel how you feel. People don't know. They're just making things up. They assume that you're in a low vibrational state. No, you are actually doing yourself service for feeling how you feel. That's truly how psychologists say, yeah, that's how you should experience something, to move through it, feel it, to heal it, and then move forward, be able to let it out. Otherwise, you're just bypassing it and suppressing it. So no, you're not in a low vibrational state for feeling it. Right now, you can tell I am more heated. I'm definitely not sharing my more peaceful version of Raquel. I'm just sharing a very real, upset version of me, which is fine. And that is normal, to be able to feel how you feel. Do you want to wallow in it forever? No, but you likely won't. Because when you feel it, human nature, you're likely to come to acceptance, right? The 5 stages of grief. So feel it, however you're feeling and however long it takes, feel it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, that it's low vibrational or whatever. I saw some of that. I'm like, really? What? I don't vibe with that. Feel however you're feeling, work with it. And if, you know, you've already accepted it, go you. Go you. More power to you. I'm still grieving and I had to make an episode today and I could not just post a lighthearted, oh, the 11 rituals on 11/11. No, I wanted to spill. I wanted to share. This is weighing on me and I'm with you. I'm just gutted. I'm gutted with you. Anyway, I wrote this post. These are heartfelt reminders for myself too, but whatever you're feeling is valid. The betrayal, disappointment, hurt, sadness, grief, anxiety. I want to include fear, scared, worry, but it's valid, queen. And acknowledge and sit with all you're feeling and remind yourself you can take as much time as you need today, this week, however long it takes. Let's be gentle with ourselves and also each other, by the way, because I know it's a heated time and we're fired up, but you don't need to shoot fires at messengers who are on the same page as you. Anyway, log off social media, give yourself space to feel deeply. Listen to that sad song, move your body, head to the gym or that workout class you love, go for a walk, or take a run through the trees, connect with nature, something that they can never take away from us. So they can hopefully never take away from us, even though I wrote that because honestly, at the time I woke up and I was like, there's nothing I can do about it right now. So I got to do what I know makes me feel better, which is meditating, which is moving my body and being in nature and be with my dogs. That's what I mentioned next, is like, we got to be with, hug our kids, nieces, nephews, play with your dogs, cats, pets, send a message to people you love. They are who matter in your world. That's what we can focus on, is who matters in our world, who loves us and has our best interests at heart. And weed out the ones that don't. Nurture a life. Water a houseplant, or plant something new and give it love, which I did not do and I want to. And the reason why I bring up plants is because they are surprisingly healing when you're feeling down, because it brings a unique combination of feeling more grounded and bringing a sense of hope, and just it's gentle self-care, which we love. And you know, it can lift your spirits. You're connected with nature, and when you tend to a plant, it lets you connect with the natural world in a small way. And studies have even shown that being around that greenery in nature can help reduce stress and the anxiety that you're feeling. So it's like a comforting, healthy escape. Show up at work and make that money, honey. Pray if that resonates, or pour your feelings into a journal. And that's when I just went and vented about a variety of policies that I'm worried about and issues. And like, I'm gutted for women, for the 60 plus sexual assault victims each day losing access to the essential care that we once rightfully had. One side of my mind is like, don't go into it because you're just going to go off. I can get so fired up and heated. Don't forget, I'm a double Leo. Actually, I have a Leo stellium. I have a lot of fire on my chart, but I can get so fired up and heated, and I'm
I don't show that side of this podcast enough because my initial purpose of the show was to help bring peace. Whenever you turn on the episode, because it's something that my fiery self also needs and loves. But man, there's times when I'm like, ooh, girl, it's okay to show that fire. I wrote, I'm heartbroken by policies that favor the ultra wealthy at the expense of families trying to make it. I'm frustrated that the strides of recent years might go unrecognized or he will take credit again. I mean, do we know who got us out of the recession and then ended up helping the economy? And then he just kind of was like, hey, that was me. Nope, no, it wasn't you, dude. Anyway, I'm worried about global alliances, about NATO, about the people overseas in desperate need and in severe crisis. I'm annoyed Dems don't know how to deliver their accomplishments in a way that people listen. I'm annoyed our education system is elitist and has failed people miserably since it's not as easily accessible. That people are drawn to glamorized rhetoric, which I mean, same, but when it comes to what's going to affect other people's lives, not just our own, and including our own if we're women. I'm fearful of cozying up to those who feed on authoritarianism. Just wait. Anyway, I'm devastated. We may value corporate profit over Mother Earth's life, period. Also, I'm worried for my trans uncle. I'm worried for my LGBTQ plus friends and loved ones. Like the people, he has chosen people to take power who do not give a F. They are selfish and they have disturbing policies and beliefs that are for their egos and their wallets and not for the people. And it sucks. It sucks. It freaking sucks. And then they complain about censorship, yet they literally are censoring like the word cis. I mean, come on, Elon. Really? Bro. I added some more there as I was reading. I'm also thankful for the 92% of Black women who voted to progress us. They're the ones progressing us forward. Period. Amen. End of story. Also, 80% Black men. Like, yes. Thank you. Thank you for progressing us. I don't know who to trust when I walk around my state of Utah. Thankfully, I'm in the blue dot of Utah. But still. Erg. Okay. I digress. But we're all feeling it. I'm thankful for you, listener. I love when you guys reach out. We're just on the same page. I love it. So feel free to reach out to me. I'm not going to entertain any sort of hate. So, I mean, you can, but it doesn't affect me. I did for a minute there entertain some, but it was just pure projecting. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not. But if you want to just connect, because it's nice to have friends to connect with. I've followed so many new cool people on Instagram as we're so aligned. We love spirituality, but also we do align more in a certain way politically. I am so, so down to connect, especially since I think that you can't just be away from politics this day and age in America. I think all of America and Americans are inherently political. I'm not stating this as a fact. This is just an opinion, but it's very loud and polarizing here. And even in the spiritual community, there are people that see things differently. We're living in different realities for sure. And so I'm just down to connect with you, truly. I truly am. So if we align, reach out and say hi on Instagram. Just, I want to emphasize that. Anyway, I wrote, but I choose to exhale the fears, step away, focus on work, go for a walk with my boys, and just be grateful for my blessings in life. I'm still working on exhaling the fears. But it is important to step away. It really is. And I've stepped away this weekend from social media, which was nice for the most part. And then anyway, I did get cheese balls and I wrote, we must survive. We will survive. We will be resilient. We are resilient. And as cheesy as it sounds, I like to remind myself, like the trees that stand through every storm, our strength is rooted deep. Anyway, I figured I might as well speak up because I have a small platform. I want to use my voice and also the encouragement. I mean, I thank you for that who did, because that meant more than I can even express. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, that was a long preface. Now into the episode, the 11/11 episode I recorded a long time ago. So with that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with 11 rituals for 11/11. Enjoy. Hello, hello, Yomis, magical friends. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's episode is celebrating our holiday of 11/11 today, which holds, I would say, quite spiritual, soulful significance. I mean, many of us, 11/11 is more than just a date on the calendar. When we see it on a clock or
We see 411s stacked together on someone's house, an address street, or a license plate. We feel like angels are giving us a little wink, wink, a little nudge, nudge, time to make a wish. Or some of us might see it as an energetic gateway that invites us to reconnect with our true essence, our spiritual nature. And if you're like me, you probably have gone through a lot of different phases where you might feel disconnected from the spiritual nature, from part of yourself, phases where you may feel like your spiritual practice or even gratitude practice, self-care practices fall to the wayside, or where the magic you once felt seemed distant. I've been there. I definitely go through those seasons. And whenever I see 1111, it's always a reminder that it's not too late to tap back into that energy, that it's always there for us to access and rekindle that relationship with ourself and with the universe, with the divine. And so today I invite you to join me in exploring 11 powerful rituals that will help us realign, reconnect, and reawaken our spiritual selves. And so each practice we dive into is designed to ground us in gratitude and to amplify our intentions and release what no longer serves us and invite in new possibilities, from candle rituals to crystal charging to vision boarding, movement meditation, and more. We're going to cover 11 of them. 11 for 1111. And so whether you're someone who regularly engages in spiritual practices, or maybe like me, you've had moments where you let her go, there's truly no better time to reconnect than right now. Grab a notebook, light a candle, and let's start diving into these sacred rituals to honor this magical day. And thank you also for being here with me today. And I hope these practices inspire you to embrace your magic and reconnect with the beautiful energy within you and around you. And with all that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with a solo on 1111. I'd say this season, there are days that scream full autumn glam for my makeup routine. But then, of course, there are days that call for a simple, fresh face, radiant glow. Whatever I choose, I am using Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics beauty products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. And it's easy to see why their bestsellers have thousands of five-star reviews. I mean, I'm so grateful that Thrive high-performance formulas are not only good for my skin and good for my face, but also with every purchase, we are giving back to communities as Thrive Cosmetics donates to 8 major causes. It's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E. And so they donate to those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, veteran and education organizations. And so Thrive Cosmetics, they have this liquid lash extensions mascara that is my absolute favorite mascara of all time. Helps me achieve a stunning lash look without the clumping and smudging and flaking. And it makes my lashes just look extra long without any damaging glue or salon prices. It's a wonderful. Of course, it's easy to remove, which I appreciate. It slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. It has nourishing ingredients that supports longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And their flake-free tubing formula dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. So brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 20% off your first order. I must say that I'm happy to report that I've been doing a pretty dang good job at maintaining optimal hormone levels. Because for me, feeling my best means taking a holistic approach to wellness, where nature-inspired ingredients meet science.
So allow me to introduce EstroControl. EstroControl is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And EstroControl contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. And the way EstroControl eases PMS is honestly quite interesting. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on the skin, get intense cravings, maybe feel low all of a sudden. And so EstroControl was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because let's be honest, PMS can rob us of a good week in our lives every month, and that's not fair. So that is why I'm going to shout about EstroControl on top of the mountains. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Bring your attention to something you're grateful for. I think that gratitude journaling is gonna be the one to kick this off, because I do truly believe that is one of the most powerful practices that people can incorporate into their daily life. There's something deeply transformative about taking a moment to acknowledge all the beauty that already exists in our life and shift our focus from what's lacking to what's already there, what's already overflowing in our life. And it invites us even to just embrace the blessings that really are there. All of us have something to be grateful for. And so when you go to your gratitude journal, I want you to think about things in your life that bring you peace or joy or even a sense of contentment. And these don't have to be big. They can just be as simple as the warmth of your morning coffee or the laughter of a friend or the way sunlight filters through the trees. Whatever it is that lights you up in the moment, write it down. And today, if you're going to do a gratitude journaling practice today, I implore you to aim for 11 things. The first one can be, what is one thing you are grateful for in this very moment? Maybe it's something as simple as being here right now, or choosing to invest this time in yourself, listening to this episode. Whatever it is, write that down. The second, think about someone in your life who has shown you love or kindness. It could be a family member. Who are you grateful for today? Third, what's a personal quality or strength of yours that you're thankful for? And perhaps it's resilience or your creativity or your humor or your ability to stay grounded. Whatever it is, what's a personal quality or strength of yours that you're thankful for? So that's myself starting you off. From there, feel your way to connecting with this gratitude and just write down whatever else comes to mind and allow that magic to just flow through you. Gratitude creates a ripple effect. And when we focus on what we already have, we invite more of this into our lives. And so today, as you go about your day, keep this list very close. Let it serve as a reminder that abundance isn't something we chase and that it's something that we do recognize, and allow it to open our heart and shift our perspective for the rest of our powerful day. And then, of course, another one that I think is special is an 11-11 meditation. So as 11-11 is a moment seen as a portal for manifestation and spiritual alignment, might as well take the opportunity to connect with our highest selves and invite clarity for our intentions. So with that said, when you go into your meditative space, close your eyes, count to 11, take 11 deep breaths, and as you breathe, visualize the number 11 appearing softly in your mind's eye, and then you picture the two ones standing tall side by side and see how they represent balance and harmony. And as you see this in your mind's eye, begin to set an intention. What is it that you wish to call into your life? Perhaps it's clarity or love, abundance or joy. And then hold that desire gently in your heart as you breathe. And you see that 11, like I said, in your mind's eye. And then from there, as you close your meditation, take that last deep breath in, exhale, gently bring your awareness back to your body. And when you open your eyes, take a moment to notice how you feel.
And remember, the energy of 1111 is just so powerful, and you can carry this sense of alignment and clarity with you throughout your day. Feel the magic of the 1111, and throughout the day, you might remember seeing the 1111 in your mind's eye, however you see it, saw it, or sensed it, and bring you back to that moment and bring you back to your intention. So that's just one other powerful ritual that you can do on a daily basis, of course, but might as well work with that magic today on 1111. And also in your meditation, take time as you breathe to just see what comes through to you in your mind's eye. And then the third one I wrote down is vision boarding. Now, this is a powerful way to manifest our dreams and intentions, especially on this magical day of 1111. But let's say you're listening to this on the 14th. You can do any of these, of course. But no matter what day it is, even if you're listening to this late November, early December, or even in 2025, all of these rituals work for any day of the year. This is a powerful way to manifest our dreams. To vision board, set the space, find a comfortable and quiet space where you can spread out your materials, gather your supplies, your magazines, glue, markers, and have a large piece of paper to create your vision board on. And as you set this up, take a moment to breathe deeply and center yourself and inhale through your nose. Hold it for a moment and exhale through your mouth. And allow distractions to fade away and connect with your intentions. Before you dive into the cutting and pasting, take a moment to connect with your intentions for this board. What do you want to invite into your life? It could be related to a career, relationship, health, personal growth, whatever feels significant to you. It could also be all the above. But when you do this, close your eyes for a moment, visualize the life that you'd like to manifest, and feel the emotions associated with achieving these goals, like joy, excitement, gratitude, whatever it is. Feel it. And when you are ready and you open your eyes, then you go to the magazines or Pinterest, your Pinterest board, if you have a printer, whatever you want to do, gather inspiration and begin to collect and allow the intuition to guide you. And as you find the pieces that speak to your heart and you cut them out, set them aside and collect at least 10 to 15 items, and then feel free to gather more, of course, if you're inspired, but collect at least 10 to 15 and begin to glue them onto the board. Start arranging them on the board in a way that feels good to you and take your time with the process. There's truly no rush. And then as you glue each piece down, set an intention for that particular image or that word. And if you choose an image of a mountain, let's say, because you want to go climbing, you want to experience that thrill, feel that thrill as you glue that image piece onto your board. And then after everything is glued down, take a step back and just admire the vision board that you created. This is a visual masterpiece of your dreams and your desires. So hold it sacred. Hold your board close to your heart. Affirm to yourself that I am open to receiving all the abundance and joy that the universe has in store for me. Everything that I posted here, or better. If not this, then something better. And repeat that of the affirmation a few times. And then display your vision board somewhere where you will see it. If it's sacred, keep it in your closet where you get your clothes, or behind your door. Somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. If you don't mind other people seeing it, just allow it to be open in your room. And the more you see it, the more you'll connect with those intentions and bring them to life. And so, yeah, the universe is supporting you on that journey. You'll know it when the stuff just comes trickling into your life. Now, another ritual I think is special is the candle ritual, as candles have long been symbols of light, hope, and intention, making them a powerful, powerful tool for manifesting our desires. So with a candle ritual, you can set the space, find a comfortable space where you can light your candle, gather your supplies, and allow yourself to ground into that moment with the candle. And before lighting the candle, take a moment to connect with your intentions. It's always everything. You'll notice that that is a constant pattern here. Before every ritual is connecting with your intention. What is it that you want to manifest or invite into your life on that special day? And it could be related to love or career or health or growth. And when you close your eyes and you visualize and connect with this intention, feel how it will change your life and allow those feelings to just wash over you. And then light the candle. Hold the candle in your hand and infuse it with your energy. Take a moment to breathe into it. Imagine your intentions flowing into the candle. And as you see this light burn, I'd love for you to say something spellbinding out loud. It could be like, with this light, I carry forth my desires. I invite clarity, abundance, and love into my life. May this flame illuminate my path and guide me toward my highest self. And as the candle burns, visualize the flame representing your intentions. That's big. That's what I love to do. It's just to visualize this flame is the representation of my intentions playing out. And imagine it growing brighter and lighting up your dreams and making them a reality. And then sit in the stillness. Allow the candle to burn for a few minutes while you sit in the stillness. Focus on the flame and your breath. And if your mind begins to wander, that is okay. Gently bring your focus back to the light. And if you feel called, you can even journal about it. But you can close the ritual by taking a deep breath in, exhale, and blow out the candle. It's that simple. And thank the universe. Thank the universe for its guidance and support on your journey. And let the universe know that you trust that your intentions are manifesting in perfect divine time. You and I both know that what we put on our skin matters, but have you ever thought about how you apply it might be even more important and effective? Since 2019, Anissa Beauty has been shaking up the beauty world with their vegan, cruelty-free brushes that are as good for your skin as they are for the planet. Founded by Anissa Telwar-Kiker, who brings over 30 years of beauty industry know-how, this brand is all about pushing boundaries with innovative, high quality brushes that make your routine feel luxe. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush has gone viral for a good reason. It's a must-have for beauty lovers everywhere. What makes Anissa Beauty stand out is that they've completely changed the game by designing skincare brushes that pair perfectly with your moisturizers, serums, and cleansers. They're one of the few brands that truly understand that how you apply your products can make all the difference, helping your skin soak up every drop of goodness. Ooh, and let's talk about the Pinnacle Foundation Brush. As someone who is a skin care lover, I'd say that this one is a game changer for me. I mean, this brush is the gateway to realizing that the tool you use can be even more important than the product itself. And it doesn't matter what the foundation is. I gotta say that this brush makes it look like I'm rocking some sort of $200 high-end formula. And the finish is flawless. And it's not just for foundation either. Thanks to its unique triangular shape, it fits perfectly into every nook and cranny on your face. So whether it's foundation, contour, or highlighter, this brush does it all with precision. And Anissa's skincare brushes prove that you don't even have to use your hands anymore, because Pinnacle Skin Brush does all the heavy lifting, applying everything from your serums to moisturizers evenly and effortlessly. And these brushes aren't just tools, they're the secret to elevating your entire beauty routine. And Anissa has a very special offer for you. Check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush as well as several other amazing brushes at anissabeauty.com and get 30% off site-wide with code MAGIC. That's A-N-I-S-A beauty.com for 30% off site-wide with code MAGIC. And then another ritual I find very special is the crystal charging ritual. I haven't done this one for a minute, but I did this one constantly. I mean, crystals are incredible tools for manifestation and healing and aligning with our intentions. So let's take that time, this 11-11 time, to amplify the energies and set them up for success. And if you are not listening to this on 11-11, do it this during a full moon. So gather the crystals you want to charge, and if you don't have a crystal yet, that's okay. You can still participate by visualizing the crystals you wish to work with in the future. And as you gather your crystals, take a moment to hold each one in your hand and feel their unique vibrations, and you might even notice different sensations. Some may feel warm, cool, heavy, or light. And you set the space. Find a quiet or comfortable space where you can lay out your crystals, maybe even add other elements that resonate with you, like candles or herbs or essential oils to enhance that space. And then take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, allow all the distractions to fade away. And before you are charging the crystals, let's cleanse our crystals to release any negative energies that may have been absorbed. So you can do this by holding them under running water, if they are water safe, or smudging them with sage or Palo Santo, or placing them in a bowl of salt or rice for a few hours. And as you cleanse each crystal, say, I release any negative energies from this crystal. It is now pure and ready to receive my intentions. And then charging your crystals. Now charging your crystals that are cleansed, you charge them with your intentions. So you hold each crystal in your hands, close your eyes, and visualize your intentions as you breathe. These intentions are flowing into the crystal. Imagine a bright light surrounding it, amplifying your desires. You can say your intention out loud or silently, whatever feels right for you. Yeah, another option is to create a crystal grid, of course. If you feel called to, you can create a crystal grid to amplify your intentions further, which is fun to do, and arrange them. Keep your intentions in mind as you visualize the energy and you're arranging the crystals on the grid to amplify your desires. Whether or not you did the crystal grid, you close the ritual out by taking a moment to sit quietly with your crystals, meditate with them, journal about your experience, and simply just enjoy the energy of the moment. And then when you're ready, you thank the beautiful crystals for amplifying your intentions and honor and appreciate the gifts that they've gifted you and they're gifting you. All right, this one's a simple one that doesn't need too much explanation, but sound healing. What a powerful tool to help us tune in. Sound has the ability to shift our energy, promote relaxation, and connect us with our higher selves. And so sound healing is a time to create a space for healing and alignment and find a comfortable space where you can just relax without distraction and just begin to enjoy the singing bowls, whether you're using actual singing bowls or chimes or drums or a playlist of healing music. Allow yourself to be in that space and enjoy it. If you're looking for a playlist on YouTube or online, I highly recommend one that is specific to a frequency like 528 hertz to align your energy. Simply play the sound healing track while you focus on your manifestations. It's that simple. Or while you are using the singing bowl, if you are fortunate enough to have a singing bowl with you, a crystal bowl, and as you listen, focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and let the sound just wash over you like a warm wave, enveloping you into its soothing embrace. And just allow the music to take you wherever it takes you in your imagination or in your body. And just be with it. And then you can close out the practice by thanking the universe for the healing energy and the sound experience. Mention whatever you feel. How you feel. Maybe it's peace, maybe it's relaxed, maybe it's clarity. And then another simple one, a self-love bath ritual. Just jump in the bath. No, but really, taking that time for yourself is so essential for your well-being because it's relaxing, simply relaxing, especially if you have a stressful job or something. And it's a simple one, and it's nice to have Epsom salts or essential oils, which makes you feel so special, or maybe even fresh flowers and candles. And you prepare the bath, take a moment to create a calming atmosphere, dim the lights. Like I said, light some candles and play some soft music, maybe even the sound bathing music. Take a bath while sound bathing and allow yourself to just be and enjoy it. Enjoy the warm water. And then another one, of course, I would be remiss to not mention 11 affirmations as a ritual. Affirmations are, of course, positive statements that help us shift our mindset, our mood, and reinforce our beliefs, guiding us toward the life that we desire. Some affirmations, I think, are worth saying to yourself, writing to yourself, and you can do this while you are sound bathing or self-bathing or walking in nature. Whatever it is, you can say this to yourself, you can write this to yourself, you can sing it to yourself. But I am worthy of love and respect. I attract abundance and opportunities into my life. I embrace my uniqueness and celebrate my journey. I am confident in my abilities and trust myself. I choose joy and gratitude every day. I release any negativity and embrace positivity. I am surrounded by supportive and loving people. I honor my body and nourish it with kindness. I trust the timing of my life and know everything is unfolding for my highest good. I am a magnet for success and fulfillment. And I believe in myself and my dreams, and I take inspired action towards them. So there's 11 for you. Of course, there are countless a plethora of affirmations out there, probably infinite. So those were just 11 I wanted to write down for this special exercise. And then now a moon water ritual is fun, as moon water is a beautiful way to harness the lunar energy for healing, intention setting, and cleansing. Ideally, this happens during a full moon, but you can do this at any time. But again, the full moon is the ideal time and the most common time. If it's a new moon, you can concentrate on setting intentions and new beginnings. But no matter the moon phase, you can use the different moon phase for different energies. Like for the full moon, you can focus on manifestation and gratitude. For the new moon, you can concentrate on setting intentions and new beginnings. But moon water is fun to imagine more light in your life and illuminate your heart and fill you with warmth and inspiration. So to prepare moon water, take a glass or a jar and fill it with fresh water and invite the energy of the moon to infuse this water with love, healing, clarity, and may it enhance your intentions and also nurture your spirit. And place it outside or on your windowsill, and it can soak up the moonlight or the lack of moonlight with the new moon. And if you're outside, find a safe spot away from animals or disturbances. And then as you place the water, you can affirm that this is you honoring the cycles of the moon and the energy it brings, and remind the water and the moon to connect. And then sometimes I just place it though. I just place it out there, set a quick intention, that's it. And then in the morning, I drink it. I infuse this water with intentions of nourishing my body and my spirit. Or you can bathe in it, pour it in your bath water. You could put it in a spray bottle, use it as refreshing facial mists, or you can anoint it. Use it to anoint candles or crystals or your own body as a way to connect with your intentions. So many ways you can use moon water. It's simply fun. It's fun to work with this energy of the moon and allow you to guide you through the cycles of growth and transformation and create that magic. May the magic of the moon continue to inspire you and uplift you in unique ways. And moon water does that, I'd say. And then here is another ritual of release and burn. This one is awesome. It's a practice that allows us to let go of what no longer serves us and create space for new energy and intentions. And so you can do this by connecting with your intentions as you set up your space. Maybe you find a quiet space where you can comfortably conduct this ritual. Grab a paper or a pen or a fire safe container, like a cauldron or a bowl, and a candle. You may also want to have some calming music or incense to enhance the atmosphere. Dim the lights, light a candle if you choose to, and as you settle into your space, connect with your intentions for this ritual. What do you want to release? It could be negative thoughts, habits, emotions, anything weighing you down. And then you close your eyes, visualize that energy of what you wish to let go of. Imagine it as a heavy weight. Feel this heavy weight or a dark cloud surrounding you, and simply take out your paper and pen and write it down. Write down everything you want to release and be brutally honest. Be so honest, 100% honest. Let your thoughts just flow freely and do not hold back. Using stream of consciousness, just write. And this is your moment to express and acknowledge what no longer serves you. And then once you've written everything down, take a moment to read over your words, acknowledge the feelings attached to them, and release it. When you feel ready, hold the paper in your hands and say, I release this energy from my life. I let go of all that no longer serves my highest good. I am ready to embrace new possibilities and healing. And let go. Place the paper in a fire safe container. If you're using a candle, you can carefully light the edge of the paper with a flame and watch it ignite. If you are going to light this paper on fire, I highly, 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 highly encourage doing this outside. Don't do it inside. Don't do it inside. Do it outside. And as the paper begins to burn, visualize the energy dissipating into the air. Imagine the weight lifting off your shoulders, the dark cloud dissolving, leaving you lighter and more free. Once the paper has burned completely, take a moment to observe the ashes. This represents the release of what you no longer need. And as the smoke rises, you can visualize your intentions for the future. What do you want to invite into your life? Do you want more clarity or abundance? It's kind of fun to do that as you see the smoke rising. Just imagine your intentions starting something new. And of course, if you don't feel comfortable with the fire, you do not have to light it on fire. You can do this in your mind's eye. And when you feel ready, you can just stare at the flame of the candle. You can scribble out everything you wrote. Scribble it out with intention if you don't feel comfortable burning the paper. And yeah, and then when you're ready, if you have a candle, extinguish it and take a moment to reflect on your experience. And then finally, the 11th one, movement meditation. This one's pretty easy. Movement meditation is a practice that combines gentle, intentional movements with mindfulness and breath awareness, and it invites us to connect with our bodies and be in the present moment. So unlike traditional meditation where you remain still, simply movement meditation allows the freedom of expression and release of the body, making it a dynamic way to meditate. And so the focus is truly not perfecting any particular movement of the body, but just feeling how it feels, seeing how it feels in your body to move certain ways. You may sway, you may stretch, you may dance, you may flow slowly, you may walk slowly with intention, all while staying mindful of the sensations in your body and the rhythm of your breath and the energy around you. And this practice just encourages you to listen to your body and move. So in sum, just move with intention, ground yourself, incorporate some flowing movements with every inhale and every exhale, raise your arms slowly overhead to the sky, stretching towards the sky, and then as you exhale, allow your arms to come down with intention, float down with intention, and just invite whatever energy of movement you feel you want to do that, and thank your body for being able to move this way, and honor this energy. Movement meditation is so fun. It helps release tension, creates a sense of calm, and invites a new energy. So I would say it's just a powerful way to meditate if you find sitting still challenging, or if you want to incorporate physical release into your spiritual practice. It's just especially great for reconnecting with yourself and tuning into your body's needs, I'd say. So with that said, I think that this was a special episode with 11 rituals for 11/11, and I hope these rituals help you explore transformative practices to release, create, and manifest, and dive into magic. So I'll list them really quickly here, what I shared, but gratitude journaling, 11/11 meditation, vision boarding, candle ritual, crystal charging, sound healing, self-love bathing, affirmations, write 11 affirmations, a moon water ritual, a release and burn ritual, and a movement meditation. And so through those 11 rituals, I hope you take the time to reflect on what resonates with you, even if you just do one of them, maybe two. Wouldn't imagine anybody doing all 11 in one day. But these practices are here to empower you and guide you on your path of transformation, and they're fun. So may you embrace the magic of 11/11 and carry it with you as you move forward with your magic. Ooh, it just started raining heavily as we conclude. How magical is that? Anyway, with all that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Stay curious. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.